Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. officials are reacting to a joint statement by China and Russia on the Russian war on Ukraine. The statement was issued Tuesday in Moscow, where Chinese President Xi Jinping held 2 days of talks with his host, Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House on Tuesday said there is nothing from the talks and agreement between the Chinese and Russian leaders that gives hope the war in Ukraine is going to end anytime soon.
They should urge President Putin to cease bombing cities, hospitals, and schools, to stop the war crimes and the atrocities, and end the war today.
Kirby added that while China should not be considered a neutral party, the United States has seen no indication the Chinese are poised to provide the Russians with lethal weapons. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. will speed up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams, but that would have taken a while. Now officials have decided to send a refurbished older model Abrams.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they can come from existing Army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn how to both use and maintain them. The goal is to have the 70-ton tanks on the battlefield by the fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is trying to tampen any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. Beijing also suspended climate talks with the U.S. and restricted military-to-military communication with the Pentagon. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake has rattled much of Pakistan and Afghanistan, sending panicked residents fleeing from their homes and offices. At least 11 people died and dozens were injured in northwest Pakistan from Tuesday's quake. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The quake was centered in Afghanistan and was also felt in bordering Tajikistan. The tremor sent many people fleeing their homes and offices in Pakistan's capital of Islamabad, some reciting verses from the Quran, Islam's holy book. The scene was repeated in Kabul and other parts of Afghanistan. The U.S. Geological Survey said the epicenter was in Afghanistan's mountainous Hindu Kush region bordering Pakistan and Tajikistan. It struck more than 100 miles below the Earth's surface, causing it to be widely felt. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
While Turkey continues to recover from its deadly quakes last month that killed tens of thousands, there are still concerns about how building structure contributed to the number of deaths. We have more from VOA's Dorian Jones.
Many people blame shoddy construction. Istanbul is Europe's most populous city, home to more than 15 million people, and is prone to quakes. Its mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, warns the city faces an unprecedented threat. He said, "We don't know when the earthquake will hit. To let our people live in buildings that threaten their lives is, God forbid, to knowingly let them die." A municipal website allows residents to request their buildings be checked. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
The United States said Tuesday it's imposing a new round of sanctions on Iranian firms and people accused of procuring equipment used for Iranian drones. The U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control coordinated with the FBI to designate four firms and three people in Iran and Turkey for allegedly buying equipment, including European-made engines, to be used for Iran's drone and weapons program. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.